Now, it's time for the Cybersecurity News Bite with Jim Guckin.
Cybersecurity News Bite Podcast, Episode 6 for February 6, 2022. Argo CD security bug opens Kubernetes to attack. Critical security vulnerability discovered in Airspan Network's Mimosa. Hackers exploit zero-day vulnerability in Zimbra. Dozens of security flaws discovered in UEFI firmware. And Samba bug allows remote attackers to execute code as root. Welcome to the podcast. This is Jim Guckin, and here's the stories you need to pay attention to this week. There was a high-severity security vulnerability found in Argo CD software. If you're not familiar with that, Argo CD is a continuous delivery platform, get it, CD, deployed as a Kubernetes controller in cloud applications. It's used to deploy those applications and then continuously monitor them in real time as they run. Now, what does this vulnerability do? Well, it can enable attackers to access applications, development environments, from a malicious one into other ones that may not have been intended for, paving the way for them to access passwords, API keys, tokens, any kind of other sensitive information they may be storing in their files. So, more about this vulnerability. It's listed as CVE-2022-24-348. And just in case you're wondering, it has a CVSS score of 7.7 out of 10. So it is a serious one that if you run Argo CD, you need to pay attention to. Now, really, this is a bug, and this bug is a path traversal issue, meaning that a malicious actor can craft some files, and then those files can access files and directories that are stored outside of what it's supposed to be able to see. Now, to exploit this, what a malicious actor needs to do is they need to load a malicious Kubernetes Helm chart YAML file into the Argo CD system and then use that to hop from their own application ecosystem into another one in the system. Now, if you're not familiar, a Helm chart is a YAML file that embeds different fields to form a declaration of resources and configuration, so pretty much how it needs to be configured, in order to deploy an application. So obviously a YAML file tells Kubernetes, or tells Argo CD how to deploy an application into Kubernetes. Now, the interesting part here is that when you're doing this, the application may need to reach in and pull building blocks from different parts of the application to build this new application. So this is where the big problem comes in at, because a malicious crafted file can then start going into other ones and, well, start seeing stuff you really don't want them to see. So what happens now if a malicious actor gets on, is able to upload these YAML files? What does that mean? Well, if they do this, they successfully, attack the system. They can exploit this to read contents of other files present on the repo server, which can contain sensitive information, usernames, passwords, things that you need an application to run. They can go in and see it because it's pulling part of that as part of the repository. Now, while that should be concerning enough, if you think about it, if someone's smart enough, they can kind of leverage this to gain a foothold in that system and other systems that may be connected to start moving laterally through an organization's cloud if they're using this vulnerable version. Now, the good thing is, very simple fix. All you gotta do is go and update your Argo CD as soon as possible. They did fix this, but it's something you need to do, and pay attention when you do this. If you have a system, pay attention to what versions and update as soon as possible. Try to make sure you're paying attention to the vendors' updates, their security alerts. You really have to be on top of patching stuff like this, because this can be bad, but if you patch quickly, well, then it makes it easier and you kind of lessen your risk overall. Next, if you're using the Airspan Network's Mimosa system, this story's for you. This week, the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, on Thursday published an Industrial Control Systems Advisory. And I recommend if you have these systems, you go check that out for way more information. But they published this Industrial Control Systems Advisory warning of multiple vulnerabilities found in the Airspan Network's Mimosa equipment. Now, what does this mean? Well, one, really pay attention to this, because it could allow a malicious actor to gain remote control execution, create a denial of service condition, and possibly obtain sensitive information. You can also compromise Mimosa's AWS cloud environment and possibly execute unauthorized remote code on all cloud-connected Mimosa devices. This is a huge one. So if you're not familiar, AirSpan Network's Mimosa product line pretty much covers everything. It's a hybrid fiber wireless network solution. Now, this is used by service providers, industrial businesses, and governments. And it has both short and long-range broadband deployments. So they have a lot of equipment that is impacted by this. In the alert, there were 7 flaws which were discovered, and they impact the following products. Mimosa Management Platform, running on versions prior to 1.0.3, point-to-point C5C and C5X, running versions prior to version 2.8.6.1, and the point-to-multipoint A5X and C-Series, running versions prior to version 2.5.4.1. So if you have any of these versions or prior, you really need to pay attention and really need to read up on this vulnerability. Now, out of the 7 vulnerabilities that are listed in this CISA warning, 3 are 10 out of 10s on the CVSS score. They allow an attacker to run arbitrary code, they allow access to secret keys, and they can modify the configurations. 4 others allow attackers to inject arbitrary commands, crack hashed, but not salted, just the hashed, passwords, so make sure you hash and salt, and also gain unauthorized access to sensitive information. So these are some serious... Anytime you see 10 out of 10 when it comes to the CVSS scores, you really need to start paying attention to what's going on. And if you're using these, make sure you update as soon as possible. So, what can you do to protect yourself if you have these? So, if you have MMP version 1.0.4 or higher, you're good. Under that, make sure you update. Also, make sure you're updating your PTP, C5C, and C5X versions to 2.9 or higher. And your PTMP, A5X, and your C-Series, make sure it is version 2.9.0 or higher. Another thing you might want to do, and this is just basic network security here, is make sure you isolate the control systems from the rest of the business network. Always recommend doing that when you have any kind of management network. But hey, if not, here's a perfect time to do it. If you're using the open source platform Zimbra to check your mail, well, something you need to know. Malicious actors are currently exploiting a zero-day vulnerability found in the Zimbra platform. Right now, it's being called by security professionals as Operation Email Thief, which was discovered by Volexity, which is a cybersecurity company, and it allows for the JavaScript code to kind of be run arbitrarily on the system. It was first figured out back in December of 14th of 2021 is when they noticed the attack started. Right now, they are kind of calling the group Temp Heretic. They believe it's a Chinese-based group. None of the infrastructure matches any infrastructure previously used, so they can't really narrow it down. But based on who they're targeting, they're kind of saying, hey, this could kind of be a Chinese actor. So they're targeting organizations and individuals for European government and European media. The data stolen really has no financial value. So this is kind of where they're trying to attribute it down to a Chinese APT actor without actually saying who it is. So, sorry, kind of got sidetracked there. So what happens if you are using version 8.8.15, version of Zimbra or before, you're vulnerable to this kind of zero day. And it's interesting because really this attack comes in 2 different phases. Phase 1 is kind of their reconnaissance phase. They just start distributing emails to keep tabs if a target receives and opens the message. That's all it is. It's just seeing, hey, I sent a whole bunch out. did they open it, or did they just, you know, run right to junk or spam or delete it? Really comes tricky when the second stage comes in, which is where these malicious actors took 74 known Outlook.com email addresses, and they used these 74 addresses to send multiple waves of emails to their intended targets, trying to trick them into clicking, you know, a maliciously crafted link. So, two phases. One, just to see if you open messages that you weren't expecting. Two, we're just going to keep emailing you until you click on one of our malicious links. And they used 74, so there was a way they could kind of rotate through these email addresses they were using. Now, for the attack to be successful, you have to visit the link while logged into the Zimbra webmail client from a browser. The link itself, however, could be launched from an application to include, you know, thick client, just as like Thunderbird or Outlook, you know, the two most popular mail checking software. Now, the unpatched flaw, should it be weaponized by others, could exfiltrate cookies, gain persistent access to a mailbox, send phishing messages, you know, like they always do, to either get more information or to spread malware through these systems. So this is why it was very important that if you're using the Zimbra webmail platform, you update as soon as possible. And it even goes though. So Zimbra itself says that you should consider upgrading to version 9.0.0, as they don't currently have anything before that that is patched against this version. They had to launch a whole new version to fix this vulnerability. So if you are using one of these previous versions of Zimbra, it is very important, especially if you are in European government or media. But once this attack kind of gets out there, don't be surprised if others start to leverage this same kind of attack. So even if you're not European government or European media, this attack is coming to your mailbox. So please make sure that if you're using any version prior to version 9, you update as soon as you can. If you're using BullAtos, Fujitsu, HP, Juniper, or Lenovo, and a whole lot more, you need to be aware there are 23 new high severity security vulnerabilities found in the UEFI firmware to those devices. UEFI firmware, for those of you who don't understand or don't know what it stands for, Unified Extensible Firmware Interface. I didn't know what UEFI, I mean, I've seen it forever and I've used it, I just never knew what it stood for. Anyway, this is specifically around a company called Inside Software, and Inside Software has a firmware called Inside H2O UEFI firmware. That's the one that's impacted. And mostly, even in that, it's all part of the system management mode part of the firmware that's causing the problem. So what is UEFI? So think about it this way. It's a standardized software that interfaces a computer's firmware to its operating system during the boot up process. Now, in x86 systems, the UEFI firmware is usually stored on a flash memory chip on the motherboard. So you can already see this is not even on the OS level. This is under the OS level when it comes to code that can be run. So the exploit, there's 23 different CVSs that have been issued out of this. And they kind of range on a CVSS score of 7.5 to 8.2 out of 10. Now, someone smart or a malicious actor can successfully install malware on a system. And what's more dangerous about this is because of where it's at, it can survive operating system reinstalls. Like I said, this is under the OS level. Also, it allows for the bypassing of endpoint security solutions, secure boot, and virtualization-based security isolation. It bypasses all of them because of the layer that it sits on. Now, it can allow malicious actors to run arbitrary code with SMM permissions. That allows it to handle power management, hardware configuration, thermal monitoring, and other functions. SMM permissions execute at the highest privilege levels and is totally invisible to the OS. Now, you can chain these vulnerabilities to bypass other security features and install malware in a manner that survives operating system reinstalls and achieves a long-term persistence on compromised systems. Let me, I've said it twice now, and I don't think I'm getting across how dangerous this is. Because, you got malware on a system, you install, you find it again. Well, we'll be a little clever this time. We'll just remove the drive that it was on. You think it might be a hardware-based malware that's persistence, but it's on the motherboard. It's that's dangerous. Now, on the advantage of this is Insight has released firmware patches. Yay! So, if you're seeing some firmware patches for that for Insight, please patch those immediately. Now, the problem is like anything else on this open source utilized firmware, original equipment manufacturers may have it in their systems, and they may not be as simple as just patching. They may have to go through vendor testing to verify there's no issues, and then release a patch. So if you have an OEM version, think it could just be a little bit longer before a patch is pushed out for that. And you just have to be cognizant of it because it's going to be really hard for you to really wall off those systems. Look, if you can take them offline, take them offline. If you can't, then just monitor the best you can. But remember, this is under the OS level. It's invisible to the OS. Protect your systems against this. If you can patch as soon as you can patch when this vulnerability comes out, because it's dangerous. And for our final story of the week, Samba released an update on January 31st, 2022 that you need to pay attention to. There are three things I'm going to talk about here that I think are important that you need to pay attention to, but there are other things that were fixed here. The first being CVE-2021-44141, which had a CVSS score of 4.2, which caused information leaks so that you could find files or directories outside of an exported share. CVE-2022-0336 with a CVSS score of 3.1, which Samba AD users with permissions to write to an account can impersonate arbitrary services. And the one you really need to pay attention to, which was CVE-2021-4414. Which had a CVSS score of 9.9 out of 10. So this week there was a lot of high CVSS scores. And this vulnerability we're going to talk about here impacts all versions of Samba before version 4.13.17. And this one, an attacker can leverage this vulnerability to execute code as root. Yay, this is a great one. So Samba maintainers said that all versions of Samba prior to that version that I mentioned, 4.13.17, are vulnerable to an out-of-bound heap read-write vulnerability that allows remote attackers to execute arbitrary code as root on affected Samba installations that use the VFS module, VFS underscore fruit, like, you know, the fruit you eat. The CERT Coordination Center said the flaw also affects other Linux distributions, such as Red Hat, SUSE Linux, and Ubuntu. And if you're not familiar with Samba, maybe you're only, you know, heavily in a Windows environment, Samba is a popular freeware implementation of the Server Message Block protocol that allows users to access files, printers, and other commonly shared resources on a network. In Windows, it's whenever you do a share file, that's what it is. You're using the server message block protocol. But in Linux, you're more familiar with what Samba is because usually you have to install it to see Windows shares. So the people who run Samba are recommending that you upgrade to the latest release and apply the patch as soon as possible to mitigate the defect and stop any malicious actors. So if you're running Samba on any of your Linux systems out there, or if you have any Linux system, I mean, obviously, you should be treating it like any other system and updating it at least monthly. But here's a very good reason. A 9.9 out of 10 on the CVSS score tells you this is a serious vulnerability that you need to deal with right away. Because, like I said, it allows people to run things as root. And once you have root access to a system, you are the administrator. You can do whatever you want. So it's a very dangerous one. Make sure that you are patching as soon as possible.
You've been listening to the Cybersecurity News Bite with Jim Guckin. Learn more about our show at cybersecuritynewsbite.com.